Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that to assign the name worship leader to a man is to blaspheme the name of God. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. You don't try to incorporate the old life from which the Lord saved you and to make your new life in Christ to emulate it. The Lord says that is ignorance in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. Not fashioning yourselves, not emulating, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, the way you used to live. Don't try to religiousize it, make it all right because you add Christ's name to it, or you do it in His name. That's kind of like the children of Israel in the wilderness when they were made the golden calf and danced, got naked and everything else. They're doing it for Jehovah. Oh, no, God didn't see it that way. He's ready to kill them all if Moses doesn't intercede. My friend, your entire life can be a life that worships God. You know, a term that's out there today is worship leader. Let me tell you this. The worship leader in the local church is not the pastor. It's not the song leader. Now, I had a preacher one time that said, well, we say worship leader because we don't want to say the guy that stands in front of the church and tells you which page to turn to, which song I'm going to sing, and then starts waving his arms. Instead, we just say worship leader. I had to say, well, in all these nearly 70 years now, I said song leader so much that I've not yet found one person in all these years, and I grew up in church. I grew up in a pastor's home. I've never found one person that didn't understand the term song leader, but I would definitely explain it to them if they didn't understand the term song leader. Why do we have to be ignorant and use some of the most ignorant arguments to try to justify doing bad things and corrupting the house of God? And, but the worship leader is not the pastor, it's not the song leader, it's not any man, it's not a group singing, it's not a what they call a worship team, it's not the ushers, it's not the choir, it's not the soloists. My friend, the worship leader of the local church, the worship leader for any Christian is the Holy Spirit of God. To assign that title to man is to blaspheme the name of our God. I'm the pastor. I preach the Word of God. I teach the Word of God. But I'm not the worship leader. It's the Holy Spirit that takes that Word of God to your heart and leads you to love and worship God. Things I've shared to you already in this verse that we are covering right now, this 16th verse of 1 John chapter 3, about God and who He is. That's from the Holy Spirit. That's not from me. From Him. I'm just relaying His message. You see, my friend, our performance revolves around laying down our life. And if we're going to do that, we're going to lay down our life for the brethren. Let's get into the Word of God. Do you realize that as Christians, we do not eat what the world eats? By that, I mean, we partake of the Word of God, not the philosophies of the world in our heart and mind. You know, goats, they don't eat what sheep eat. For the most part, if there's abundance of both, then the sheep eat what they eat, and the goats eat the weeds and the other things they eat. Goats, then, is symbolic. Symbolic. The world seems to desire and favor all areas of life that bases on sensuality and appealing to my feelings, my desires of my flesh, whether you're at church or on the job or home or whatever. Sheep want the things that be of God. That is the rich green pastures of the Word of God. Let's look at chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. We'll cover that when we get there, but I want to just say this briefly. It says there, they are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That is goat-like Christians. They're always speaking of the world. They're trying to justify. Hey, what's wrong with a celebratory cigar? What's wrong with a celebratory drink? He said they're always trying to justify the flesh. They want to call us legalists while they justify the flesh. So what do? They speak for the flesh. They speak of the world. And because it appeals to the world, listen, the things of God doesn't appeal to the world. They've got to be brought under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That's why we preach the word and we name sin. They are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know how to find out when people are down on a Bible preaching church. You know which they are. They're verse 5. They're 1 John 4. They're not verse 6. They're verse 5. And so, as a result of that, when you're looking there, they don't lay down their lives for their brethren. They're laying down their lives for the world. The love of a holy God does not dwell in them. They have a love for another Jesus. See, the topic of their conversations and the desires of their heart seem to always go about the things of this world, not the things of God. Let these verses speak to your heart. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. What do we feed the church of God as pastors? I have Acts 20:28 on my, it's glued to my pulpit. In the church auditorium on the pulpit, is that verse is glued right there. It's a reminder. I got to take heed and to myself as a pastor to feed the flock. And I'm to feed them the rich green pastures of the Word of God. Because he purchased us with his blood. Made me an overseer. And your pastor's an overseer of a church that Christ purchased with his blood, and we're just like the foreman on the job. We're carrying out the duty that he has given us to do. We're carrying out his orders to preach the word. When a preacher will water down the word, won't preach the word as it is to men as they are, that is a hireling. That is a goat in sheep's clothing. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He makes us to be holy, that we might be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Jesus is the light of the world. So we're joint heirs with him, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. In our salvation, he delivered us from the power of darkness. That sin no longer has to control you. and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Look, you don't have forgiveness of sin without the blood of Jesus. Oh, what an important verse in there. Some have actually tried to remove that verse from their Bibles, but I'm glad it's in the right Bible. How are we forgiven? How are we purchased? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through that one that sat on the throne, high and exalted up. That one by whom were all things made, and without whom was not anything made that was made. By that one that every angel in heaven said, sat around the throne, would cry, holy, holy, holy. And they would want to carry out anything that he would give them to do. It was their thrill. Who left all that glory, took on a human body, that he might pay the penalty for our sin, and have the keys of hell and death so that he could deliver whosoever will that would come unto him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, it says, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. No, you didn't receive that by silver and gold. No, you weren't redeemed by silver and gold. No. He says, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But how were you purchased then? With the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot, he had to be sinless, and only Jesus was. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wow. You see, he saves us from sin. Not to compromise with sin. Not to make us free to sin. Look, the law could not make our heart clean. His grace did not overlook the dirt of sin. It was to remove it. His grace, his mercy, did not make obedience irrelevant. No. Obedience to be holy, obedience to the word of God, obedience to do his will, by grace and mercy, was made possible. Not irrelevant. It was made possible. He gave us life. He gave his life for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.